Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, April 1st, the moon is in Taurus, bringing a sense of grounding, patience, and a focus on tangible results. This energy encourages stability and practical action, making it a good time to strengthen foundation, both emotionally and materially. However, as the evening approaches, the moon shifts into Gemini, lightening the mood and turning attention toward communication, curiosity, and adaptability. The waxing crescent phase supports gradual progress, making this a day to take deliberate steps forward. Aries, the Taurus moon, in your second house, encourages financial and emotional grounding. Focus on securing what truly matters. Later, as the moon enters Gemini in your third house, your thoughts quicken and conversations flow easily. Be open to new ideas. They may hold the key to your next move. Taurus, with the moon in your sign for most of the day, you feel deeply in tune with yourself. This is an excellent time for self-care and reinforcing your confidence. As the moon enters Gemini, your focus shifts toward financial planning and assessing your values. Consider what stability truly means to you. Gemini, the Taurus. Moon in your 12th house invites you to slow down and reflect. It's a day to recharge before stepping into something new. Once the moon enters your sign in the evening, your energy lifts and a new cycle begins. Embrace the momentum. This is your time to move forward. Cancer, the Taurus. Moon highlights your friendships and long-term aspiration, encouraging you to nurture supportive connections. As the moon moves into Gemini, your focus turns inward. This is a moment to listen to your inner voice and release mental clutter before a new chapter begins. Leo, the Taurus. Moon in your 10th house brings attention to your career and reputation, making this a great day to work toward professional stability. In the evening, as the moon shifts into Gemini, networking and social interaction take priority. Conversation may lead to unexpected opportunities. Virgo, the Taurus. Moon encourages you to seek wisdom, whether through study, travel, or broadening your perspective. Later, as the moon enters Gemini in your 10th house, professional matters come into focus. It's time to integrate what you've learned into your long-term ambitions. Libra, the Taurus moon, in your 8th house, encourages deep emotional or financial reflection. What needs transformation? As the moon moves into Gemini, a sense of lightness arrives. You may feel inspired to explore new perspectives, ideas, or even plan a trip that expands your horizons. Scorpio, with the moon in Taurus, partnerships and commitments take center stage. This is a day to nurture your closest relationships. When the moon moves into Gemini, the energy shifts toward deeper emotional or financial matters. Important conversation may bring clarity in these areas. Sagittarius, the Taurus. Moon highlights practical matters, work, and well-being, encouraging discipline in your routines. As the moon moves into Gemini in the evening, relationships become the focus. Be open to meaningful conversation that may bring balance or new perspectives to your connection. Capricorn, the Taurus. Moon in your 5th house brings creative energy and enjoyment. This is a good time to express yourself freely. Later, as the moon enters Gemini, practical matters take precedence. Adjusting your daily habits will help you create space for both work and creativity. Aquarius, the Taurus moon, emphasizes home and emotional security, making this a day to nurture your personal space. When the moon shifts into Gemini, your energy becomes lighter, favoring creativity, self-expression, and playful interactions. It's a good time to embrace spontaneity. Pisces, with the Taurus moon in your 3rd house, the focus is on learning, communication, and mental clarity. Later, as the moon enters Gemini, your attention turns toward emotional matters and home life. Create space for meaningful conversation with loved ones.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.